Welcome to Spiritsherpa Minis, where we go deep on very small subjects. If you're looking for a full episode, those come out on Sundays. This is Minis.
Kelly Sparta again. Today I want to talk to you about sitting in the soup of your emotions, or of a question, or of waiting for a response from your guides, right? Just sitting in the soup. And I call it sitting in the soup because it is literally percolating in the concept, in the feeling, in the emotion, right? And the thing about it is that when we feel emotions, we often try to run away from them. We talked in the last video about opening the heart. And one of the things about opening the heart is you start to feel your emotions. You hadn't been feeling them before, you've been managing them with your mind. You think about your emotions rather than feeling them, right? So once you start to feel your emotions, you really need to get a grip on what to do with them. And the key is you cannot run from them, because that is going to be stuffing them, which is the whole thing that armored up your heart in the first place, okay? So you have to learn how to sit in the soup of your emotions, which means you have to learn how to be with them, to experience them, to feel them, to let them flow through you. And the only emotions that this is not really healthy to do with are fear and depression, fear, anger, and depression, because those will reinforce themselves. They get into spin cycles, panic, things like that, right? But everything else, you should just sit and feel, because it'll probably only last for 30 seconds to a couple of minutes, and then you'll be done, right? Now, the exception to that is going to be things like grief and sadness, because, you know, sometimes those take a little longer if you've had a loss. But on average, you know, the average emotion isn't going to last that long. And as long as you don't, like, spin it up with stories, which I know we love to do, but if you just let the emotion be the emotion instead of spinning it up with stories, then you can feel it and be done with it. And it's not nearly as overwhelming and scary as you think it is. Now, when it comes to a thought, or, you know, you're asking for an answer, then sitting in the soup of it is literally about percolating, you know, letting it run in the background of your mind, letting it run in your beingness, and just being with the question. It's like, I want to change my life in X way, right? So, you know, I want to do whatever, right? Pick something, right? And then you go, okay, I want to do this, and I'm actively looking to do something about it, but I'm not sure what it is I need to do. I'm just going to stick it in the back of my head, and I'm going to let it percolate, and I'm going to expect that the answer is going to come to me. And then you're going to pay attention, not only to the thoughts in your mind, but to the things in the world around you, because we all live in the waking dream of the world. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, there is an episode in the podcast called The Waking Dream. So you can go back and find that. If you're watching this on YouTube, then it's also on the YouTube channel. So just do a search. It's called The Waking Dream. And the waking dream around us is going to reflect to us the same answers that thoughts in our head will. So pay attention to what shows up around you, because that will often be something that will answer your question as well. So that's what I mean by sitting in the soup. Okay. And when we do this, so I want to talk about the thought, the question and looking for an answer thing. Because we're in this constant state of overdrive, of panic, of emergency mode, we often try and jump to the quickest solution. And we're like, bang, done, implement, right? It's like ready, fire, aim, right? Which back in the day, I used to read business books all the time. And oh my God, the business books that said, oh yeah, do the ready, fire, aim method. That's great for somebody who makes reasonable decisions, but for somebody like me, I was constantly going, bing, 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 bing. And I was like changing every 3 seconds. And, you know, I say that like it's in the past. I just had this conversation with my assistant who's like, can we pick a direction? And I'm like, yes, I noticed I was doing that. I've stopped and I pulled back. We're doing this one thing. And she's like, okay, good. I'm like, if you see me do it again, whack me. Just like, okay. So, you know, these are things that we do, and we know this about ourselves, right? But this is the piece that you want to pay attention to, is when you give yourself space to sit in the soup, when you're not trying to make an emergency decision yesterday, right? Then you have the ability to allow your body, your mind, your spirit, your guides to inform the decisions. And so, you know, when something shows up that is the right thing to do, then it goes woof and you're like, yes, right? And that's where you go with it. Okay. So that's what I have for you for this week, or this time, not this week. We've got 3 episodes in a week now. Way. So woohoo. So like, subscribe, and rate. And if you're interested in joining the Inner Peace 101 program and getting some of this stuff under control so that you're not constantly feeling afraid and anxious and worried and self-doubting and, you know, the monkey mind isn't screaming at you and you're not judging yourself and everybody else all the time, then I would love to talk to you. And in the show notes at the bottom here, there will be a sign up for a discovery call link. And by all means, please do that. I'd love to talk to you about the program and I would love to hear your feedback. So please let me know if you have any other questions. I'm going to be doing a lot of these. So if you've got some ideas for more episodes too, I am happy to hear those as well. Put them in the comments section below. Okay. See you next time.
This has been Spirit Sherpa Minis, a production of Kelly Sparta Enterprises. Copyright 2021. All rights reserved.
Are you waking up to the spiritual world and realizing that you have no idea what you're doing, but you feel like you kind of probably should, especially since you seem to be seeing things and feeling things and having things see you that maybe aren't so great, and that you might want to actually control your experience of that? Well, I have great news for you, because our Welcome to the Woo program does just that for you. It teaches you how to hold your energy field, manage your energy field, clear your energy field, protect your energy field, and learn how to protect your space. And you learn how to do basic divination and talk to your guides so that you feel like you actually have a clue and have a way to talk to the guides that will help you to figure everything else out. And it teaches you how to make sure that you feel mentally, emotionally, and energetically safe. That means that we also deal with things like fear and anxiety and worry and dread and self-doubt and inner and outer judgments. And we help you build a foundation of self-support and courage. All of these things together create a solid sense of safety in your own life. They will reduce your stress levels in half, guaranteed. So visit the website at kellysparta.com and find out more about the Welcome to the Woo program. Your future awaits.